Now listen to this. He said in the 18th verse that the eyes of your understanding, and the Amplifier said that the eyes of your heart, that by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. Your heart. The eyes of your heart flooded with light. Flooded with what? So that you can what? If your heart is enlightened in the things of God, you can know. You can know. There's things you know in the natural. Because you got knowledge, you got light on it in your understanding. Now, in just a few minutes, I'm going to dismiss you. And I promise you, not a single one of you going to try to go out through this way. Because you know better. You know the reason why people don't obey God? They don't have the heart enlightened to the word of God. That's why they're trying to do stuff apart from God. They think the devil, through deception, have conned you into and deceived you in thinking, if I get mad and act a fool, that's the best way to do it. Am I helping anybody at all? You know, your wife can get you upset. Your husband gets you upset. Wife, you know, the husband get his wife upset. And he got a choice. Walk in love or act a fool. What love would do? I asked myself, and that's how I got some help, because I used to act a fool. So I asked myself the question, what would love do? Love say, I sure won't do what you're thinking. I sure won't do what you think. Well, what do I do? Do you do what I say do? Be kind. Instead of acting fool, go do something nice for. I don't feel like I didn't ask you. You ain't even involved in this. Hallelujah. Have the eyes of your heart flooded with light so that you can know and understand the hope. Now watch it, because this is important. So that you can understand, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he, not you call yourself, he call you. And how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints. See, we're his inheritors. We didn't inherit him. He inherited us. He's the head. We're the body. Hello? I'll say it again. He's the head. Your head make all the decisions. And your body carry them out. Until you let your mind kick over and hook up with your flesh, then your flesh make decisions. And your head give in to it. You really ought to have your heart. He's the head. Hello? I say he's the head. And he is the one that has inherit us. I'm going to close with this so I can leave you. I want to whet your appetite and leave you with this. I'm going to read it again. Having the eyes of your heart flooded with light so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart one. All right, he's going to begin to describe how rich this is. You've been inherited. You are his inheritance.